eyes, O Lord, save me, my God, deliver.
Welcome to The Firmly Planted Tree, a podcast dedicated to the reading of the Psalms for strength in our daily walk and to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm Joey Hawkins, and like the tree planted by the waters, may God's word establish you in righteousness.
The Lord alone deliverance sends, no other source of help have we.
Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. What condescension is this that the infinite Lord assumes towards his people the office and character of a shepherd? It should be the subject of grateful admiration that the great God allows himself to be compared to anything which will set forth his great love and care for his own people. David had himself been a keeper of sheep and understood both the needs of the sheep and the many cares of a shepherd. He compares himself to a creature weak, defenseless, and foolish, and he takes God to be his provider, preserver, director, and indeed his everything. No man has a right to consider himself the Lord's sheep unless his nature has been renewed, for the scriptural description of unconverted men does not picture them as sheep, but as wolves or goats. A sheep is an object of property, not a wild animal. Its owner sets great store by it, and frequently it is bought with a great price. It is well to know, as certainly as David did, that we belong to the Lord. There is a noble tone of confidence about this sentence. There is no if, nor but, nor even I hope so, but he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." We must cultivate the spirit of assured dependence upon our Heavenly Father. The sweetest word of the whole is that monosyllable, "my." He does not say, "The Lord is the shepherd of the world at large and leadeth forth the multitude as his flock," but, "The Lord is my shepherd." If he be a shepherd to no one else, he is a shepherd to me. He cares for me, watches over me, and preserves me. The words are in the present tense. Whatever be the believer's position, he is even now under the pastoral care of Jehovah. The next words are a sort of inference from the first statement. They are sententious and positive. I shall not want. I might want otherwise, but when the Lord is my shepherd, he is able to supply my needs, and he is certainly willing to do so, for his heart is full of love, and therefore I shall not want. I shall not lack for temporal things. Does he not feed the ravens and cause the lilies to grow? How then can he leave his children to starve? I shall not want for spirituals. I know that his grace will be sufficient for me. Resting in him, he will say to me, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." I may not possess all that I wish for, but I shall not want. Others, far wealthier and wiser than I, may want, but I shall not want. The lions, young lions, do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. It is not only I do not want, but I shall not want. Come what may, if famine should devastate the land or calamity destroy the city, I shall not want. Old age, with its feebleness, shall not bring me any lack, and even death with its gloom shall not find me destitute. I have all things and abound, not because I have a good store of money in the bank, not because I have skill and wit with which to win my bread, but because the Lord is my shepherd. The wicked always want, but the righteous never. A sinner's heart is far from satisfaction, but a gracious spirit dwells in the palace of content. This is from Spurgeon's Treasury of David on the 23rd Psalm. Psalm 23 and the King James. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Although Psalm 23 has become associated with death and funerals, it is actually a psalm about living, one that puts daily activities such as eating, drinking, and seeking security in a radically God-centered perspective. The life of a member of God's people is lived between unfettered enjoyment of the presence of God and two aspects of the precariousness of life. One is uncertainty over whether we will have food to eat and water to drink. The other is the experience of hostility from other people. The implicit background of the Psalm of Trust is thus the reality explicitly reflected in many prayer psalms, that food and water are known to fail and enemies to threaten. The psalm invites people into a declaration of trust that is both extraordinarily courageous and coldly rational. Yahweh, after all, is like a half-decent shepherd. This fact promises them provision and protection, what Luther calls comfort, in all temptations, assaults, distresses, and affliction. It is for other psalms to handle the situation when Yahweh's shepherding fails. As Luther goes on to note, when that happens, this psalm invites people to keep trusting that Yahweh is our shepherd, holding on to God's word and promise. They will then find that God acts on their behalf with fierce tenderness, wielding rod and staff for them. From John Golden Gay, in his commentary on the Psalms and the Baker commentary on the Old Testament wisdom and Psalms. Reading Psalm 23 a third time. From the translation from the Septuagint by the Holy Transfiguration Monastery. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In a place of green pasture, there hath he made me to dwell. Beside the water of rest hath he nurtured me. He hath converted my soul. He hath led me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For though I should walk in the midst of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they have comforted me. Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of them that afflicted me. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, and thy cup which filleth me, how excellent it is. And thy mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord unto length of days. David has left no sweeter psalm than the short 23rd. It is but a moment's opening of his soul, but as when one walking the winter street sees the door open for someone to enter, and the red light streams a moment forth, and the forms of gay children are running to greet the comer, and general music sounds, though the door shuts and leaves the night black, yet it cannot shut back again all that the eyes, the ears, the heart, and the imagination have seen. So in this psalm, though it is but a moment's opening of the soul, are omitted truths of peace and consolation that will never be absent from the world. The 23rd psalm is the nightingale of the psalms. It is small, of a homely feather, singing shyly out of obscurity, but oh, it has filled the air of the whole world with melodious joy greater than the heart can conceive. Blessed be the day on which this psalm was born. What would you say of a pilgrim commissioned of God to travel up and down the earth, singing a strange melody, which, when one heard, caused him to forget whatever sorrow he had? And so the singing angel goes on his way through all lands, singing in the language of every nation, driving away trouble by the pulses of the air, which his tongue moves with divine power. Behold such a one. This pilgrim God has sent to speak in every language on the globe. It has charmed more griefs to rest than all the philosophy of the world. It has remanded to their dungeon more felon thoughts, more black doubts, more thieving sorrows than there are sands on the seashore. It has comforted the noble. It has comforted the noble hosts of the poor. It has sung courage to the army of the disappointed. It has poured balm and consolation into the heart of the sick, of captives in dungeons, of widows in their pinching grief, of orphans in their loneliness. Dying soldiers have died easier as it was read to them. Ghastly hospitals have been illuminated. It has visited the prisoner and broken his chains, and like Peter's angel, led him forth in imagination and sung him back to his home again. It has made the dying Christian slave freer than his master, and consoled those whom, dying, he left behind mourning, not so much that he was gone as because they were left behind and could not go too. Nor is its work done. It will go singing to your children and my children and to their children through all generations of time. Nor will it fold its wing till the last pilgrim is safe and time ended. And then it shall fly back to the bosom of God whence it issued and sound on, mingled with all those sounds of celestial joy which make heaven musical forever. From Henry Ward Beecher in Life Thoughts. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you for listening. Find us online under the Firmly Planted Tree, where we can further continue our discussion. And please consider sharing this podcast and leaving a review. And may the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
A joyful noise to make. Oh, come with thanks, his presence too, with joyful songs.